Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Then let's do it.
Well, I'm actually calling for dirty work.
I got a request for Dirty Work Wednesday for you.
Can y'all do some dirty work?
It's Dirty Work Wednesday. Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
Hello. Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Dan.
Dan the man. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I've been dating this girl, Amy, since last year, and the last couple of times I was over at her apartment, I noticed some stuff that was different.
Okay, different how? Like she secretly replaced your normal coffee with Folgers crystals different? Like, what are we talking here?
No. So the last time I was over there, I saw that there was, like, a Bud Light bottle cap in her garbage, and she doesn't drink beer. And the time before that, I'm pretty sure I remember that the toilet seat was up when I went to use the bathroom. And usually when I go over there, I spend the night, but the last two times I was over there, she was like, I can't have you staying over tonight because I got to get up early tomorrow, and you just got to keep me up all night. And the other time she said she just wasn't feeling good.
Huh, okay. Have you asked her about any of this stuff? I guess you didn't ask someone, hey, why is your toilet seat up? But did you ask her about the beer cap?
Yeah. I was like, so I see that you've switched to beer now. And she said, like her excuse was her friend Laura was over the last time. And she, like, you know.
Okay. But the beer thing, and especially the toilet seat thing, sounds like she's had a dude, like a friend of the opposite gender, over.
Right. Yeah, that's what I thought. But, you know, I wasn't, like, going to come out and accuse her of something if I didn't have any proof, you know?
Okay, so you want us to get proof?
Yeah. And for me, I just don't want to come off looking stupid. I mean, if there's another guy, just, like, be honest with me, you know?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you guys aren't in a relationship, correct?
I mean, I was under the impression that we're only dating each other, but she's not my girlfriend, no.
So if she was seeing another guy on the side, would you be okay with that?
I mean, I'd have to be okay with it, but I'm just not okay with being lied to. That's
yeah,
all.
Okay.
You know, I just want to be like one of the horses in your stable.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see how much horsing around this she's been doing. You said her name was Amy?
Yeah, Amy St.
Okay. And what's the name of the apartment place that she lives at?
It's Lanny Apartments.
Okay, so that's here in Virginia Beach. Okay, hang on a second, and we're going to get her number from you, and then when we come back, we'll try to find out the truth about what's been going on.
Hello?
Good morning, is this Amy?
Yes, it is. Who's calling, please?
Hey, Amy, it's Denise over here at Lane Apartments. Sorry to bother you. I guess one of our residents, who's a neighbor of yours, showed us a video on her phone. There's some guy she didn't recognize wandering near your building, and she said she thinks he went into your unit. I just wanted to make sure he's actually a guest of yours and not somebody trying to break into cars or somebody's apartment. Do you by chance have a male guest staying with you right now?
No, I do. I am so sorry. I should have told you guys. He's a friend who's going to be staying with me for a couple of weeks. Is that okay? Is that allowed?
Totally fine. Like I said, we just wanted to make sure he wasn't a criminal or anything.
No. If he's going in and out of my apartment, then he's the guy who's with me.
Okay, great. Well, we actually were joking here at the office because when we saw the video, one of our leasing agents was like, he's cute. I wonder if he's single. But I guess if he's staying with you, then that answers that question.
No, that's pretty complicated, actually.
Oh, well, trust me. I mean, I'm going through a complicated relationship myself, so I definitely understand.
Technically, he's married to someone else, and we just found out I'm pregnant. So, just, you know, like, soap opera complicated right now.
Well, yeah, that does sound complicated.
Yeah, you can say that. That's how my 2019 started.
Okay, well, I'll definitely inform your neighbor that he's nothing to worry about.
Yeah, thank you.
Sure, no problem. Hope you have a nice day.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Dan, I mean, I guess there's a lot that you did not know about then.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. Do you want us to call her back and then you can kind of call her bluff on the air and like see if she still lies to you? Or
I mean, no, not really. I'd rather just not talk to her anymore. It sounds like her plate's already pretty full. So, I mean, like, you know, good luck with that and have a good life, you know?
Okay, so you're just done with her then?
Yeah, I mean, good luck with your married dude and his baby, and I'm really glad it's not me.
Okay,
wow.
All right, so you're just out.
Yeah, I dodged a bullet. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, either way, like, I'm glad we found out the truth for you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. You guys saved me a lot of drama.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.